on the vital groups gradually,
yeah,
a little bit at a time.
Maybe, can you help me?
Yeah.
Can you pass this? Okay.
Amen.
And he. And
around. So as I said, we are just, you know, gradually looking to the Lord, making progress with the fellowship on the vital groups. And we're not in a rush. We just want to make sure that the Lord has a way to speak to us.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have covered so far that the matter of life, being blend, and also the three characteristics of the vital groups.
Yeah.
We saw so far that the God ordained way is intrinsically a way of life. Okay? Nothing works without life.
Nothing.
God's only way,
yes,
is the way of life.
Amen.
From the very beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, you know, he showed us his purpose,
right?
And then chapter 2 showed us his way.
Yes.
God takes the way of life.
Right.
And without it, nothing will work.
Amen.
So that reminded me of this quote by Brother Lee.
Yeah.
It says, the key point, he's talking about the new way or the God-ordained way. Okay, so GP, when we say the God-ordained way or the new way, it's the same thing, okay? So the key point is that we need to have a revived life. It is not just a matter of changing our way outwardly to the new way.
Right.
This is like changing the coffin of a dead body. You see, so it's not just something outward. That would be like, you know, just a better coffin. Maybe the coffin last year was brown, and this time it's going to be silver. It's a new coffin, but the dead one inside continues to be dead.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. The new way is to raise up the dead ones to be the living ones.
Amen.
So we must help the saints to be revived.
Amen.
This week I was fellowshipping with my group of serving ones, and in our group of serving ones, we're going to endeavor to have a, we call it a discipleship worship, okay? Kind of a perfecting time for the students, whosoever wants to participate. And so we have prepared a draft of all the different points that we want to cover week by week.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of material for that, okay? And then I told my group, you know, without life, this nice syllabus is just a coffin. That's what I told them. Brian was there, right, Brian? So whatever we do without life, it's just a new coffin.
Just a coffin. Mm-hmm.
It's just something outward.
That's right.
Okay? But the God-ordained way is intrinsically a way of life. So that's why every day we must aspire to be a revived person. We must see every day as a new opportunity to experience a revival.
Amen.
How about that, Timothy?
Yes.
In the training, every day, right? To experience a new revival. And then the vital group is also a blended group and has, number three, has three characteristics. That is purpose, nature, and condition. So
Amen.
The purpose of the vital groups, Josue, what is the purpose of the vital groups?
Fruit bearing.
What would you say? Okay, Sam, what is the purpose of the vital groups?
Building.
Okay, it has building there, yes. What else?
Bear fruit.
Bear fruit, yeah, very good. Okay, so get this, Josue, okay. The purpose of the vital groups is to gain the increase.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Finish the perfecting,
yes,
and complete the building.
Amen.
Those three things. You have to remember. You have to write them down. Do you have a pen?
No.
I have one here for you. Just write it down, because next time I'm going to ask you. What is the purpose? Okay, Estrella, I'm going to ask you next time. What is the purpose of the water groups?
Right.
You have to know. It's to gain the increase. To finish the perfecting.
Amen.
And to complete the building. What a high purpose.
Amen.
It's not just the increase.
Amen.
But when you remember, everything is for the church.
Amen.
Even Christ is for the church.
Yes,
so our vital groups have to reach the point of completing the building.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
So can we say it together? The purpose of the vital groups is to gain the increase, to finish the perfecting, and to complete the building.
Amen.
Okay? Those three things right there.
Yes. Amen.
Okay. So last time, you know, when actually Neil, when he shared on the first aspect of the value groups, the three things that the value group has, Neil, if you remember, he touched the matter of the purpose. Okay, purpose, nature, and condition. It's like this, you know, purpose, nature, and condition. Three things.
Yeah.
And I wasn't here because I was not feeling well. I'm just recovering from a little sickness. I'm okay now. And he mentioned that there was a slide that he wanted to show.
Right.
Okay? Because when we were in Korea, I told some brothers and sisters there, and Neil and Isaac. By the way, you know that we were in Korea. We spent 11 marvelous days.
Amen.
You know how many times we shared, Steve, in those days? 17 times. Each time more than an hour, Neil and I. But it was marvelous. We were just one with the Lord. And I showed them, you know, just a slide. It's not to make fun, okay? It's just something that impresses us with the way Jesus did not make disciples.
Right.
You know, even he charges in Matthew 28, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Okay.
Yeah.
I told them, look at this. This is not the way Jesus made disciples.
Yeah.
So in that slide, you see, Jesus didn't make disciples this way. You see, Jesus has, you know, his whiteboard there, and he's trying to explain something, and nobody's paying attention. I told Neil, did you notice that?
Yeah.
Nobody. Everybody's doing something else. So the point there is that he didn't take the way of lecture.
No, we didn't.
Okay, now, my dear college students, okay, I see some of them here and there. If we want to make disciples, okay, how about we just go back to the Gospel of John, and if you could do these three things, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Of course, this applies to all of us, every one of us.
Yeah.
But if we can do these three things, I think the Lord will have a way. Okay, so for this semester, but especially in the summer and in the fall, I hope we practice these three things. And Neil made reference to these three things. So in the next slide, we have the three things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all from John, chapter 1, 13, and 17.
Yeah.
So the first thing that Jesus did, and that was so impressive. I mean, John the Baptist, that's the first thing. He's just speaking about Jesus. And two of his disciples listen to John, and then they follow Jesus.
Right?
And so they are following Jesus, and Jesus turned and said, "What are you seeking?"
Right.
And they said, "Rabbi, where do you stay?" And Jesus said, "Come and see."
Come and see.
Okay? And then, you see, he said, "Come and see."
Yeah.
They went therefore and saw where he was staying.
Mm.
And they stayed with him that day. Imagine. It says it was about the 10th hour. If you read the footnote, it says this is Roman time.
10 a.m.
That is 10 a.m.
Right.
The whole day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the embodiment of the triune God with a tremendous mission, okay?
Yeah.
He was anointed to carry out God's economy, and he's willing to spend a whole day. With two disciples.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing, my dear college students, hang out with them. Spend time with them.
Spend time.
Number one, we have to spend time with people, right? Number one.
Yeah.
Then number two, Jesus, how about we all read that together?
Yeah.
13:1. Jesus, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the uttermost. You have to love them.
Yes, to the uttermost.
And we're going to get into that. And I do have a lot of feeling concerning that point of loving.
Yeah.
Okay? So you spend time with them, then you love them.
Mm-hmm.
Love is very powerful.
Yeah.
Love can do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Okay? And love touches people.
Mm-hmm.
Love opened the door into China.
Yeah.
It was love that opened the door into China.
Amen.
Okay? So in number three, you have to be a pattern to them.
You have to be.
Right? John 17, 19, and for their sake, I sanctify myself.
Right.
You and I have to be a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Jesus did in making his disciples.
Right.
He did not lecture them on prayer, on, you know, forgiving sins. He lived that before them.
Yes.
They saw his prayer life.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
They saw how he forgave the woman in John chapter 8.
Amen.
Or in Luke chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
They saw his compassion. He didn't tell them about compassion. You know, compassion is the ability to suffer with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's compassion. He didn't lecture them on compassion.
No,
he just modeled that. He lived that.
Yeah.
He was the living outline before their eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they say, they saw, they learned through Jesus what is a prayer life.
Yeah.
How do you deal with sinful people?
Mm.
How do you deal with the opposers?
That's right.
How do you deal with the religious ones?
Mm.
Everything he was living before their eyes.
Mm.
And so number three, you have to be a pattern. Of course, there are other verses for that, like I think Neil mentioned Mark 3:14.
Yeah, 3:14.
Right?
Yeah.
He called 12 so that they may be with him.
With him.
Oh, I love that. With him.
Yeah.
And that he will send them to preach. That's good.
Right.
I love particularly 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what kind of men we were among you.
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder the gospel has such an entrance.
Mm.
No wonder they were the Thessalonian believers were supplied, strengthened, motivated to turn from idols to serve the living God.
Amen.
He doesn't say from sin. It's easier to turn from sin.
Right.
But to turn from idols is much harder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be a pattern.
Amen.
Can you, Melody, how about these three things? You spend time with them, you love them to the other most, and then you are you
Amen.
Present a pattern to them.
Amen.
Can you say that?
Yes. You have to hang out with them?
Yeah, we can stand up, yes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Melody.
You have to hang out with them,
yes.
Love them, and be a pattern to them.
Amen. I like that utterance. Hang out, hang out.
Hang out.
Hang out. Spend time with them, right? Okay. I don't know how we say it in Spanish, but just hang out.
Hang out.
Spend time with these people.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's kind of brief review of what Neil shared on the merit of purpose. Okay.
Amen.
And then we are moving now to nature and condition.
Mm-hmm.
And as a way to open these two matters, I feel that this morning, as I was reading with other saints, message 3 of the life study of Galatians, the Lord spoke to me and spoke these words. And I feel it is the Lord's feeling to share this with you. Okay? Out of message 3 of the Galatians life study. I think it applies to these two matters, and in general to the Bible groups fellowship.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. I'm going to read a little bit from the life study. It says, as the embodiment of the triune God, realized as the all-inclusive life-giving spirit, he is within us to be whatever we need.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we need.
Yeah.
Okay? Because this living person is everything to us, there is no need to seek mere holiness, spirituality, victory, love, or submission. There is no need. What the lack is, what we lack, is not holiness or victory, It is this living person.
Really?
Wow. That's the real lack.
That's the lack.
Mario, do you want spirituality? You know, the real need is this living person.
Amen.
Who is this living person, Mario? Is yes, Jesus. And Jesus is the embodiment of the triune God, realized as the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
To be everything we need.
Amen.
Okay? Then it says, without him, everything is a tradition made either by others or by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Without him. Okay? Without this wonderful person.
Yeah.
Without this living person as the reality and content of the church life, listen to this, even the church life will become a tradition.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Really?
You see, Jeffrey, we need this living person.
Yes.
We have to pay attention to.
Amen.
We have to care for this living person. Without him, even the church life. And that's when the Lord applied this to us, this fellowship this evening. The vital groups.
Amen.
Even without this living person, the vital groups will become a tradition.
Boy.
I am concerned that many of us are trying to practice the church life apart from Christ. Let me read it like this. I am concerned that many of us are trying to practice the vital groups apart from Christ. If this is the case, our church life will be nothing more than a religion with its own kind of tradition. To be a Christian is to be one who is occupied with the living person.
Amen.
How about this, Mario?
Amen.
Occupied.
Amen.
Right? You, next time you see, you meet, you know, I know you have meet with some new ones. You can tell them this.
Yes.
To be a Christian
Amen.
Is to be a person who is occupied with the living person of Jesus.
Amen.
And then finally, it says, which do you choose? This is a question for you. Which do you choose? Man's religion or the living person of God's
Amen.
Son? Amen. Amen. Which do you choose?
Amen.
Religion or the living person
Amen.
Of God's Son?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
So this is like a little entry into these two matters of nature and condition.
Amen.
How about we go to the outline? And again, don't worry about the time. We can stay here till maybe midnight or so. No, I'm just kidding. We just are moving forward, you know, as time allows.
Step by step.
Okay, step by step.
Yeah,
so we have their nature. And the nature is spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, how about we all read that, what is on their B, and both A's together. Go.
The meaning of vital group. It is spiritual, something of life, not natural. A group of people who have a spiritual relationship that's not natural.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
You know, our relationships have to be spiritual,
Amen.
Not natural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that means that our relationship with one another, if it is going to be proper, if it is going to be valid, our fellowship, our relationship with one another must pass through the head.
That's right.
Amen. I cannot have a direct relationship with you without the head.
Exactly.
Okay, and let me read you a little quote here from Brother Lee.
Yeah.
It says, our relationship to the head determines our relationship to the other members.
Amen.
You know, if we take care of this living person, our relationships will be okay, will be proper. It is when we neglect our relationship with Christ that we run into trouble in our relationships.
Jose Luis, can you repeat that again? Because that's very important.
Our relationship to the head determines our relationship to the other members.
Really?
That's right.
Imagine how, if we apply this to our marriage life. Wow. You know, when I have problems with Martita, with my relationship with the head, it's cut. There's not a sweet relationship with him. Then I run into trouble. Okay? So apart from Christ,
yeah,
we have no means of fellowship. Apart from Christ, it's not just talk. Apart from Christ, we have no means of fellowship. When we do not hold the head, our fellowship becomes invalid.
That's right. That's it. Yeah.
If we don't hold the head, whatever we talk about, fellowship becomes invalid.
Amen.
The mutual relationship of the members passes through the head first.
Amen.
Okay, so that is very, very important.
Amen.
And then we see we have two numbers there. To be spiritual simply means to be filled with the Spirit. How about that? Simply means to be filled with the Spirit. And to be filled within and without.
Amen.
Both inwardly and outwardly.
Amen.
You know, Jeffrey, inwardly for our daily walk.
Mm-hmm.
And outwardly for our ministry.
Amen.
We need to be filled.
Amen.
Filled until we overflow.
Amen.
Right? So I'm Neil and I and the brothers are doing some interviews for the summer internship. And actually I'm doing that one with Estrella. We had to stop, right? Because I say I had to take care of something, but we're doing these interviews. And in many of the interviews, the longing in our students is to be able to care for others, to shepherd others, to minister something of Christ to others.
Right.
You know, what is that? Is that overflow? Is that being filled with the Lord until we overflow?
Exactly.
And that overflow means everything to us.
Amen.
Everything.
Okay. Yeah.
So, how about we read number one together? Go.
To be spiritual means to be filled with the Holy Spirit within and without.
Yeah. Within and without. Amen. Within is Acts 13:52, and the disciples were filled. The Greek word is plero.
Yeah.
That's being filled inwardly.
Yeah.
You know, like in Acts chapter 2, I believe, Neil, when the house, when they were, the 120 were there and praying, the house was filled.
Right.
That filled is plero, the house.
Yeah.
And then the Holy Spirit came upon them all and filled them. That's pletho.
Right.
Okay, so Acts 15:52, and the disciples were plero, filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And Acts 4:31b, how about we all read that verse together?
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness.
Yes. You see, that Greek word for filled in Acts 4:31b is pletho.
Pletho.
Pletho. It's just to be invested with, like a uniform, right? For ministry, mainly. To minister something of Christ into others.
Amen.
Okay. And then, just to make progress here, without a clear view that nature must be spiritual, we become two things.
Mm-hmm.
One is too casual.
Yeah.
That is too natural with one another, and people don't get fed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, you know, when we are spiritual, being casual is not a problem. Actually, I was remembering Don Looper one time told us, the hardest thing to do is be casual in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have to learn to be that.
Casual.
But how that happens? Mm-hmm. When we are filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
We can be casual and yet in the Spirit.
Amen.
How precious that is.
Yeah.
Right? To be a person who is casual,
mm-hmm.
but in the Spirit. When we are casual in the Spirit, eventually we hit the mark. That is, we feed people.
Right.
We nourish them. Not just cherish them, but nourish them.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. In the fellowship, you know, that Don gave us concerning the homes, that was the first point he touched. When we come into the homes, there must be a casual environment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But not casual in the flesh.
No. Mm-hmm.
Casual in the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay? Yeah. And then, number two, if we are not spiritual, if our nature is not spiritual, we become too formal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's like trying to be more spiritual than the Holy Spirit. We just try to structure things and no. You see how good it is just to be filled with the Spirit, right, with joy, both inwardly and then with the Spirit outwardly. When we are like this, Brother Romero, we hit the mark. That is, we cherish people and we nourish them.
Amen.
We care for them. Okay? So, probably, brothers and sisters, because my main burden is on the matter of condition. That is the main burden I have. And but probably because of time, we need to stop here. Neil, I'm sorry. I didn't get to
it.
That was my main burden. You know, as Neil and I went through South Korea, the Lord was really hitting this point in the churches that we visited. So I do have some feeling. And if the Lord, if the brothers and the Lord feel good about it, we can continue next time we come together on a Lord's Day.
Yeah, good.
Okay, is that good?
Amen.
Yeah. Any announcements or...
Should we have some overflow, do you think, for 5 minutes?
Yeah, maybe just a few minutes.
Okay, a few minutes to overflow something.
Yeah.
Okay?
It'd be good if we could have some overflow.
Amen.
Amen.
I was really struck about our relationships need to personally pass through the heaven.
Right. Yeah.
Of when our relationship with the head is taken care of. It's like, you know, a few cells in our body are related to one another but not related to the proper head of our function. That's, you know, a problem.
That's a problem.
Cancer or a tumor or something.
Right, exactly.
So it's like when, it really impressed me. I didn't ever, you know, consider that. In order for our relationship to be proper, first it must pass to the head.
Amen.
Acts 13:52, and the disciples were filled with joy. This way of living is not something that drags us down.
It
fills us with the fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
One of those things is joy.
Amen.
Spiritual means to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
I guess what impressed me the most is that everything related to the vital groups depends on one vital person, and that's the living person of Christ.
Amen.
It's our Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
For us to be spiritual, we need to be filled with Him, within and without.
Amen.
And even I was very impressed, for us to have any relationship, we have to hold Him as the head first.
Amen.
So praise the Lord that we can be vital because we are learning to hold Him as the head.
Amen.
We are learning to be filled with Him as life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. For the past few years, I really wanted to enter into this matter of the vital groups.
Yeah.
I've been reading books and fellowshipping with others, and I feel like I was using it as a how-to. But if we use it as a how-to, it just becomes a tradition. But what we need is the person.
Amen.
We have to come to the person.
Amen.
Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
What are you doing?
Amen.
Amen. How would you like to carry this?
Amen.
Who would you like to get along with?
Amen.
How would you like our relationship to be?
Amen.
And just coming to this precious person, this wonderful person, such a readjustment.
Amen.
It changes it. It's not a how-to. It's a real thing.
Amen.
It's living.
Amen.
It's Him. It's Christ.
Amen.
He's the one that makes us vital.
Amen.
The disciples were filled with joy in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know, I think it was George Mueller, but one of the ones who went before us said he took enough time every morning to make himself happy in Jesus.
Was
it Mueller?
Mueller.
And it reminds me of the verse, these are some of my favorites, they're very simple. but always rejoice, unceasingly pray, and in everything give thanks. And I don't think you can do that without being in the Spirit, nor can you do that and not get in your Spirit. So, Lord, help us just to enjoy you to the extent each day where we're happy in you and able to flow out to others.
Maybe that's good, so we keep the time. We'll continue this on Lord's Days, the first Lord's Day.
It's going to be February the 2nd, I think.
February 2nd.
February 2nd, and then the third Wednesdays of the month. For the college students, you should have gotten a text of some sort, chat, about signing up for a lecture series on campus on February 1st. If you haven't, you could see me. But you need to go ahead and... unlike Solid Ground and a lot of things we do, you just show up. But this one requires some action on your part. So why don't you pay attention to that and follow the instructions. Okay, anything else you need to say?
No, I think that's good.
Oh, just real quick, reminder that we're going to go out door knocking this Saturday, meeting at Mary Parada's house at 10:30 for those that can join us.
And anything about the Galatians life study reading? You know, we're reading through the Galatians life study.
Yeah, we are.
The Central District, I know, the English-speaking saints are doing it every day at 9:45. The Spanish-speaking saints are doing it from 6 to 6:15 a.m. So you have your choice. Practique su español, okay?
Hasta la vista.